أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا اللهم ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's khutbah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be about ways of response to the dua. طرق استجابة الدعاء. As many of you might be aware that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدعاء مخ العبادة. The prayer, the dua, the supplication, they are the core of the ritual worship. Now, but there is a problem. Even though we all know, and I believe maybe 50% of the people who are listening to me now memorize the two verses that I will be highlighting now, and maybe 99.9% of the rest, they know it, which is the first one, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ I believe nearly all of you know it. And the other one, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَان Now the first one, Allah says literally, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Your Lord said, call me, call upon me, and I will respond to you. The other one, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ O Muhammad, if my servant asked you about me, let them know that I am too close from them. Let them respond to me and believe in me. In both verses, especially the first one, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ You know, in the language, Arabic, English language, in English we have something called the if-close sentences. If you come to my house, I will offer you a very nice cheesecake. So if you come, I have to fulfill my promise. If you come. If you don't come, it's your problem. If you say, if you study, you will pass the exam. So this is called if closed sentences. Jumla shartiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ Which means, the one who's saying this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ According to this verse, the condition is a dua, which means, if you call upon me, I will, what? Respond. Here comes the problem. Many people, they say, Ya akhi, we do pray all the time, but in many cases, there are no responses. So how come, is it possible that Allah, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ حَاشَى is not saying the truth? أعوذ بالله, this is kufr. But what is the problem, Sheikh? Here comes the importance of this khutbah. We have what we call مَوَانِعْ إِجَابَةِ الدُّعَاءِ and طُرُقْ الْإِسْتِجَابَةِ لِلدُّعَاءِ So basically, I will be with you in the coming 15 minutes just to highlight two concepts. I personally believe if these two concepts became clear in your minds, wallahi, this, by the will of Allah, could change your life 180 degrees. So two concepts. Mawani' ijabat al-du'a, the obstacles in the face, the barriers, the preventive items, elements that block your dua from being responded. And I will be quoting a hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first one. The second concept is turuq ijabat al-du'a. If I'm fully entitled that Allah will respond to me, it's not necessarily to respond in the way that I want. Allah has other ways of response, and this will be what will be, inshallah, highlighting in the coming few minutes. So the first concept, mawani' ijabat al-du'a, the obstacles, the problems, barriers that stop the du'a from being responded. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a very well-known hadith, قال وَذَكَرَ الرَّجُلَ. I will quote part of the hadith that I need. قال وَذَكَرَ الرَّجُلَ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرَ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرَ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ يَا رَبُّ يَا رَبُّ وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِيَ أَوْ وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ فَأَنَّى يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. Clear answer, direct answer, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. In a very well-known hadith, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, he mentioned a man, it's like an example. It's like a category from the people. He mentioned a man, يُطِيلُ السَّفَرُ. He is traveling all the time, in a very difficult situation. All the time traveling. You know, the traveler, he's not settled down. You know, when you are not settled, you mean in a very difficult situation. قال أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرُ. أشعث أغبر, unkept, untied, shaggy. You know his hair, his clothing, completely messed. يطيل السفر. So he is the first indication that he is a poor person, that he is not able to settle down. Second one, أشعث أغبر, which means he's very poor, very miskeen, very faqir. He's desperately in need. The third indication, قال يمد يديه إلى السماء. He's fulfilling the condition now. He's making the dua. Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Allah. But Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم continues. He says, ومطعمه حرام, مشربه حرام, ملبسه حرام, وغذي بالحرام, فأنا يستجاب لذلك. Continues Prophet Muhammad. He says, but his food always comes from a haram source, from illegal source, from, you know, unacceptable source, haram. His drink comes from a haram source. His clothing comes from a haram source. قال فأنا يستجاب لذلك. Then he concluded, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, how come do you think that Allah will be responding to him? He is creating the obstacles in the face of his dua. So this is one of the major hadith of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that explains why, not always, sometimes, and I am the one who should be aware of what I'm doing, why Allah sometimes will not be responding to my dua, even though I'm making the dua. Because I did the first part of the condition, which is the dua, but I did not remove the obstacles, awa'iq. I did not remove the problem. So we give simple examples now. I have to be aware not to do haram things as much as I can. In case if I did haram thing for whatever reason, immediately I have to go back to repentance, tawbah. At-tawbatu min at-tawb. At-tawb means al-ruju', which means I have to go back to Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me. That's why part of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we pray five times and we do the tasbih, we do the istighfar, we do the wudu, we do, you know, all the time continue just to keep cleansing ourselves. That to keep purifying our account, if I may put it in this way. I'm cleansing, purifying, everything has to do with me, you know, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or otherwise, I'm making the dua, but I'm not fulfilling the full condition so that to be responded to. Part of one of the examples that we have to be aware of, for example, that our daily life, you know, as Muslims, we believe that Islam covers every single aspect of our lives. Am I taking a bribe? rishwa? Am I paying money for someone just to do something in a haram way? Am I cheating? Am I lying? Am I telling the truth? Am I making benefit of my authority that I'm working in a haram way? For example, just simple example. If I'm a doctor, a female patient came to me. I need to save part of her body, but she's ignorant and she's afraid. She's sick. I know that I need just to look a simple part of her body. If I ask her to uncover part of her body that I don't need for my medication, what am I doing now? Haram. She does not know. She's even not aware of what I'm doing, but Allah knows. So my salary will be haram. As example, I'm an engineer. For example, someone is asking my advice in my job. A client, simple, naive, you know, poor client. So I'm not giving him the exact thing, because if I told him, he might not be dealing with me. So I'm lying or cheating. So part of my salary will be from a haram source. Final example, you know the area of marketing? Some marketing companies, some marketing people, they base their job on lies. They brainwash you. This is the best thing, but he knows this is not the best. He knows blah, 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 blah. Oh, khalas. But you have to say the truth. Not telling the truth, even though you know it in your job, it means part of your salary is haram. I'm giving just examples that we can relate to our daily life. So I brought part of my salary with haram. So my clothes came from my food, the food of my family. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. So this is the first concept. The second concept now, which is, now imagine that with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't have any problems with Allah in terms of making obstacles. No barriers, no obstacles, nothing. لَا عَوَائِقَ, which means I'm doing my job in the best way, alhamdulillah. Type, I'm calling Allah, but there's no response. Let's know now the glad tidings, the good news, the beautiful news. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, I will quote the hadith exactly, literally, and it was narrated by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. قال ما من مسلم يدعو بدعوة ليس فيها إثم ولا قطيعة رحم إلا أعطاه الله بها إحدى ثلاث. قال إما أن يعجل له دعوته أو يدخرها له في الآخرة أو يصرف عنه من السوء مثلها وفي رواية يكفر عنه من ذنوبه بقدرها. It's an amazing, amazing hadith. Sister, can you take there's a special room for the kids. Please, جزاكم الله خير. Barakallah fik. ما من مسلم, no Muslim, if he deserves to be responded, if he makes the dua, but it's a promise from Allah that he will respond in one of three different ways, and the one who decides the way is Allah, not me. The first one, قال إما أن يعجل له بها, which means to hurry up. Imagine that, Ya Allah, make it easy for me to have, let's say, for example, an acceptance in this university. Amazingly, everything went smoothly, and I had what I was dreaming of. Alhamdulillah, this is the direct way that all of us, we wish to have it always. But it's just one out of three. The second way, قال أو يدخرها له في الآخرة. Second way, or it will be reserved for him if in the day of judgment, when you will come, you might be astonished by millions, if not trillions of hasanat because of your dua. And you will be told that this is the ajr, the thawab that has been reserved with Allah for you because of your dua. You deserve them, by the way, because when you make the dua, it includes by default that you admit the existence of Allah. And you admit that He is the only one who's controlling the world. And you admit He is the one who knows what, when, why, and He is the one who has the power to do it in His way. By making the dua, you are admitting all the core point of Tawheed, monotheism. By making the dua, you are admitting this just by Allah. Because if you do not believe in this, you will not waste your time. Well, a'yadhu billah, if I don't believe that Allah does exist, and He is the Khaliq, okay, the creator, and he's the sustainer, the Razzaq, and he is al-alim, the all-knowing, and he's the exalted, al-muta'ali, and he's the jabbar, the almighty. If I don't believe, why should I waste my time and say, do this? This will be just a myth, wasting of my time. It will be craziness. The fact that I do it, it means I what? I believe. So I'm admitting every time I make dua with the most important thing in Islam, which is tawheed. I'm admitting. That's why Allah will be rewarding me if He decides, for whatever reason, it's up to Him, not to respond, because sometimes there's no khair in what I'm asking. I don't know the ghaib, the unseen. So it will be reserved there. One of the amazing scenarios that understood from other ahadith, that a servant of Allah, mu'min, he will be astonished when he will see like mountains of ajr. Then he will deny them. He says, this is not my job. I did not do them. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ تِلْكَ دَعَوَاتُكَ الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ تُسْتَجَبْ لَكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. So your prayers were reserved. Now you will receive them. Now the final one. قال أو يصرف عنه من السوء مثلها أو يكفر عنه من ذنوبه. If not reserved and not directly responded, Allah will remove back, turn away part of the qadr that has been ordained for you from something that you hate. Let's imagine, simple example, and I will finish the khutbah inshallah. For example, imagine that Allah has already decided in the ghaib that I will receive a trial, a problem, that I will go to the hospital, let's say, for 10 days, and I will be in a big trouble. Because of my dua, this trial, this problem will be removed from my way. Or, instead of going to the hospital for 10 days, and I might lose my job, because of my dua, I will go to the hospital just for one day, I will lose nothing. But this is, you don't know. This is part of the amazing millions of things, very complicated things they are doing around you with the will, with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, ya ahibba, when we believe Allah, we are not believing as a philosophers in a philosophy, a theoretical philosophy. Allah, hay, qadir, sami', qadir. You believe in this. You fulfill your duty. Your real duty, the rest is Allah's. It's what Allah, but you have to believe in this. That's why an amazing hadith, أنا عند الظن عبدي بي إن خيرا فخير وإن شرا فشر. والله, it's amazing. Amazing hadith, which means I will be dealing with you, O my servant, according to how you look at me. If you think that I have the power to do it, I will do it. If you think I don't do it, you have a bad image about me, I will not respond to you. So it's you who decide how Allah will deal with you or me. It's amazing, by the way. This is the highest level of freedom, which means Allah is giving us the key to decide how and what to receive. Amazingly. Amazingly. This is the amazing status that Allah has given to human beings. From this, you can imagine why Allah commanded the angels to do sujood for who? Our Father. The malaika did the sujood for our Father. Adam is who for us? He is our Father. Are you with me? So we have an amazing, amazing, beautiful status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to fulfill as it should be fulfilled by the Mawla Azza wa Jalla. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. استغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا الله الحي القيوم أتوب إليه. استغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا الله الحي القيوم أتوب إليه. استغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا الله الحي القيوم أتوب إليه. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. I have, respected brothers and sisters, three announcements. The first one, I was asked by the administration of the masjid to remind you, Jazakum Allahu Khairan, to do your best to support the masjid and to donate, because as you can see, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we are all enjoying this beautiful place, Masjid of Allah, the house of Allah. But still, as you know, if there is no money, nothing can be completed. Jazakum Allahu Khair, you are all benefited, and your kids and your families. So do your best with what Allah has given you to the masjid. One. Second announcement, they asked me to tell you that every Friday in this masjid, there is a special halaqa, family, special for the families, special halaqa from Maghrib to Isha, educational حلقة علم contains تفسير and other things for the whole family. It was designed specially for the families every Friday from Maghrib to Isha, and you can attend today inshallah. The final announcement now, I'm happy and I'm very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to announce that we in Ad-Dar Foundation in Oakville, we have launched like a soft opening special institute for Islamic studies. It will be called inshallah Darul Hikmah Institute for Islamic Studies. Now we will be starting with two courses, intensive courses for 20 hours. The first course will be in Arabic language, how to protect your children and your family from atheism. And the second one will be in English for 20 hours, how to build strong and happy family from A to Z manual, how to choose your spouse, how to be a good Muslim husband and wife. Then third stage, how to educate and bring up your kids according to Islamic teachings. Then the last session of this course, basically how kids should be dealing with their parents, 20 intensive hours. So I'm trying to give the khutbah in many masajid in Mississauga and in Oakville or in GTA to ask the people to give their opinion regarding the best timing for them, which means we will be announced after making a survey, listening at least to 1,000 persons. Do you prefer Sundays? Do you prefer weekends, just Saturdays? Do you prefer weekdays, mornings, you know, evenings, etc.? The survey is very easy. You will have like this one. It's called the QR code, and there's a link. There is one like exactly on that door behind the brother who's standing, yes? And the other one is there. Just with your mobile, if you don't have the QR code, just take a photo for the link. It's just a small line. Type it and make a survey. 10 questions will take no more than 60 seconds. Just, do you prefer? Yes, no. Which place? Mississauga, Oakville, blah, 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 and that's it. 60 seconds, just to be realistic when we announce the courses, to be matching your needs. Jazakum Allahu khair. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض يوم العرض عليك يا كريم اللهم اقسم لنا بخشيتك ما تحب يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا يا رب يا كريم اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء وعبيدك أبناء وإمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين يا رب يا كريم يا رحيم يا جبار يا حنان يا منان كن مع إخوتنا المستضعفين مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب وضعهم لا يخفى عليك في كشمير وفي بورما وفي الشيشان وفي مصر وفي سوريا وفي كل أنحاء الأرض اللهم كن معهم اللهم خفف عنهم اللهم اغفر لهم اللهم تولهم برحمتك وكن معهم يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة